Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of It's On Us Podcast.
Here
today is
myself,
Gabe,
John,
Cliff.
What's going on?
Not much. It's another week, another recording.
What's up? Why'd you get so serious so fast?
I don't know. I was trying it out, trying a different vibe.
There you go.
Right. John said, get that shit.
Yeah, he's like, get it going. He's like, cut, redo it. Very aggressive. So, everybody, like we do every show, how was everybody's week this week?
It was cool. It was cool. It went by kind of quick.
Low key, it did go by quick. I had a very eventful day, to say the least.
You had a whole lot of events happen yesterday.
May to me was like a slip and slide like month. There was just weeks where you just slid through the month.
Right.
Then it felt like you went to the back of the line, waited, slid through the next week. So May went by quick as hell. Slid out of May right into June.
I feel literally. That's what she said.
Damn.
Oh, that's crazy. I wasn't even thinking about that.
So, as we've been doing the last couple episodes, we're going to still keep on the one-word topic. And today, it's pride. Or for this episode, it's pride. Now, pride can be viewed two different ways. Obviously, Pride Month.
Shout out to all of the Pride members, Alphabet Mafia. I consider myself an ally, so...
I think we can all say at this table that we're all allies in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
So
he's like, you're like the UK and the Brits and shit.
And then also pride as in like personal pride and like what we take pride in the most. So
having too much pride does to somebody.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah.
The negative effect of having too much pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pride can be taken in various forms for sure. So
sure. What form would you like to talk about first, John?
I don't know.
Damn it. Well, since it's June, we could talk about pride, how people look at it as an identifying mark about them. You know, the pride parades that take place and stuff like that. Have any of you guys ever been to a pride parade?
No, not personally. I mean, the closest thing I've been to a pride parade was going to Cedar Point during Pride Month and not knowing when I was younger. And again, it was different because we just thought, like, you know, there was just a bunch of gay people out that day.
Right.
So, and we didn't think nothing of it because, again, it's not like we mind being around gay people. But then, like, we noticed a thing from the front of the park to the back of the park. Like, damn, are we, like, the only, and not, like, the only straight people, but, like, it was just, like, everywhere you look, left, right, it was just gay people. And then somebody told us it's Pride Month. And we were like, oh, and Father's Day is, like, almost like the heart of like Pride Month.
Mm-hmm. That's like their day. That's like their, I don't want to say like 4th of July or some shit, but like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it is. So we went like pretty much on a holiday of Pride Month, and it was just like, oh, I was like, yeah, my dad, because he's from a different time, he was like, all right. Pops, we here enjoying ourselves. Don't think nothing of it. Again, and that's another thing about Pride, you know, I think that's more meant for our generation and down, because I don't think the upper generation, there's very few there that really get it. Mm-hmm. Some have been participating their whole life.
It kind of just confused me a little bit.
No, I'm saying like our parents' generation.
Oh, yeah. Older. No, I get that part. Yeah. Older generations are just.
Unless they've lived that lifestyle their whole life, most of them don't really entertain it or
right,
get it.
Right, right.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
That's
all. Okay. Just having confused the
Definitely
down.
A millennial mindset and over.
And that's everything nowadays, though.
We're taking over. That's why.
I think it's because we've become more aware, and like we also understand, like, people are going to live their lives.
Shit, my brother's
calling. Fuck you. Fuck it. No, I'm going to answer.
No.
Jigga.
Answer on the show.
No.
Jigga.
You're a member of the pod.
Love that face.
But I think, like our generation, like millennials and stuff like that, like, we don't care really anymore. Like, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to judge you for what you do in your personal life. Like,
exactly.
And I think, like, some of us have gotten to that point where it's like, I don't care. Like, if that's how they want to live their life and that's what they feel comfortable, then let them.
Right.
I'm not out here to play judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, and we could talk about the whole Bud Light thing and, like, how people are fucking literally... I just don't understand. I don't understand the people that are like, I'm never going to drink a Bud Light again. I don't give a fuck. I was like, who cares? Right. Like, who really? I don't know. To boycott. There's a lot of now brands that are in support of Pride and having
Kohl's, Target.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
There was a TikTok that made me think of this. It was this guy, after the whole Bud Light thing came out, he had a bar with like Bud Light caps. Well, he starts destroying it with a tool. Mm-hmm. And then the guy that stitched the TikTok, he was like, well, this guy's so mad. Like, the tool he's using, that company has donated over this much for Pride Parades and Pride Festivities. And like something else in the background that he was supporting, he was like, well, if you looked into it, well, this company has also donated. And it just like kind of pointed out, like, if people really understood like what some of these brands do and see what they donate money towards and stuff like that, like,
they would be
shocked. Some of the sensitive ass motherfuckers out there, excuse my language, would literally be so confused and like be in shock, I feel like, wouldn't know what to support. And that's the sad part. It's like, really?
Let me build off your
like, shit makes no sense.
And I completely agree with you. So the first one I want to touch on is yesterday I read that a leaked message from one of the corporations, like trying to tell its right-leaning audience, like, yo, there's a lot of pressure from lenders who are now pretty much younger and they're for this stuff. So they put pressure on us, like, if they want to give us the money, we have to like put this money towards, you know, woke ideas and stuff, pretty much saying that they're forced to be woke, which you shouldn't be forced to do anything. Don't get me wrong, but that's what you get for needing the money and wanting the money. If you're a $1 billion corporation, you're still getting loans and lends and shit like that. And they're telling you, well, you got to use this money to be more inclusive. You know what? Then, you know, I don't feel bad for you. Mm-hmm. Because one, you're a $1 billion corporation. Use your own money if you don't want to lean that way. But if you're going to be taking money from other people and they say use it so other people don't feel so shunned, I'm not mad at the investors neither. Mm-hmm. And the second one was, and I think a lot of people who are just so against it is because they were raised and kind of use their religious ideologies towards the whole group, right, which I find weird, because at the end of the day, and I'm going to say most are Christians, like, your job as a Christian is to love. Like, even I know that at the base, because once upon a time I was, before I became, you know, purely spiritual. But your job is not to judge. That's on God. You know what I mean?
Right.
So at the end of the day, everybody constantly spiritually judging gay people, this, that, and the third. Like, to me, you're committing a sin in itself, and that's why you're spreading hatred and you're not really walking the walk that you want to walk religiously or spiritually. And it's just very hypocritical. You're just supposed to be here to love. It's that simple.
And to build on to that, like, a lot of like pride festivities this year in certain states like Florida and Tennessee, like, that have banned the drag queens and stuff like that. It's like,
which is wrong.
Stupid. So stupid. Like, I don't know if any of y'all been to a drag show.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I've always wanted to go to one because Jamie's wanted to go to one. And I just want to see what it's like. I've always heard from like friends and groups, like, they're actually pretty fun.
They're a whole fucking vibe. That's energy. What I've heard. Like, you would, like, you'll sit down. Because like when I first went to one, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't know. So I'm sitting there. I'm like seeing it. I'm like, holy shit. This is fun as fuck. But yeah, and it's like that right there is like, why do you feel like it's your position or right to really go against what people like to do or what people like to see? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And if you're truly American, America at its core is supposed to be, you know, the land of the free, where anybody's free to express themselves in any way. And you know why the energy was such a vibe and fun? Because people were celebrating themselves happy, unchained,
right,
regardless. And, you know, and gay, straight, whatever, being around that type of energy is just fun and awesome. So they have every right to express that. It's not like they're harming anyone, causing harm to children or anything. They're really just celebrating themselves. Exactly. Everybody has the right to celebrate themselves.
So like, both of y'all, like, both said that people don't, like, why do you care and why don't like, people care and they care too much? I think it's, like, an attention thing. Like, you don't, like, I felt like what you said, like, why do you care? And I think it's more towards the older generation, but then I feel like kids our age, I mean, are just as mean as them motherfuckers. So it's like, why do you care too? So I can't really put it on an age thing. I just think that it's more of I want an attention thing.
So you're saying that like the older generation feels that they're not being seen if they're like, if something,
not, well, not really the not being seen. I mean, they just want it to be their way. Mm-hmm. And now they are realizing that it's not going to be their way for the rest of their lives. Because how much more life do you have at whatever age you are?
Okay, that's fair.
But then now I think they tried to install that into some of their younger, I want to say, families, and you know what I mean, branch it off like
that. To like regress it.
To keep it from kind of staying that way. But then at the same time, I think our generation is like that too. I mean, 9 times out of 10, people that are really hurting other people online are people low-key around our age. So I feel like it's not to, like, why do you care? It's like, why do you want the attention to try to, you know, harass me over something that has nothing to do with you, you know? And as long as it, as long as you do whatever you want, you're not trying to preach it on to other people's, you know, children or, you know, like, I'm never going to tell you what to do with your kid. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, why would you want me to try to install it into you to be something that you've never known or seen, you know? And I feel like that's the hardest thing for a lot of people too. They haven't seen that, you know what I mean? They haven't seen that or had the opportunity, like you said. Like you said, we none of us have been to a drag show, but I've never even been asked to go to one. So it's like,
no, that's
right. How do I even come about that? You know what I mean? So it's like,
right. And whatever way you react, you know, it's going to be, it's not like you're trying to do it out of hatred or anything bad or good. It's just, you don't even know how you're going to, because you never,
it's still raw emotions. Like, you know, like the untapped potential that I don't know what the fuck about to happen. Like, you know,
you have no social cues about how, like, how to be there besides just act right. I ain't going to harm anyone, but how I feel emotionally and react, like, you know, it's just,
like, I don't mind seeing it, but then you might start bumping the grind on me. Like, hey, now, like, listen, I don't know about all this. Okay? Like,
no. And that's fair. And I appreciate how you said, like, you know, do it if you're going to do it, but don't become preachy or don't, like, try to force your ideas upon me.
So bringing it back to pride, like, you can take pride in yourself and being that person that you are, but but the line is when you, and this is a line that you know, a lot of people in church have crossed, where it's like, I want to preach my feelings on you.
Right.
And the same thing, we don't want people that are, you know, if I'm not welcoming that, I don't want that, you know.
And it's like, for instance, we were talking about with the you said, you know, the Egyptian people, they have more than one wife. Like, that's like me coming in, like, let's say you guys are all married, right? And now I'm trying to preach, man, y'all should get more than one wife. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not gonna be the right situation for you guys, you know. But me, I'm living life, you see, like, damn, you got 3-4 wives, like legitimate wives and shit. Like, and I would, you know, you're not, you shouldn't do something like that to try to, I don't want to say provoke, like, argument, you know, or just difficulties within, you know, your home, just you in general.
Well, I want to go back to what you said, like, religion, like, quick rabbit hole, where you say, like, some religions will push and stuff like that.
It happens on both sides, both far left and right. Like, both sides try to force you to live their lifestyles.
Quick story. A couple weeks ago, this guy comes up to my door. I didn't know who he was. His name's Dan.
Okay.
Dan's Jehovah's Witness. He's just like, hey, look, we got a place on the, you know, down the road. This is my wife, Carol. I was like, look, I believe a bunch of different religions got the piece of pie right. Like, I don't believe one. There's too many different ideas.
I'm with you.
He was like, all right. So he just talked. We just talked. I sat on the porch. A couple weeks later, he comes up to me again. Talks. And, like,
he's about to go virtual.
And Shanta looked at me like, why are you, like, she's like, I know you, like, I know how you are, like, with your religion and stuff like that, like, what you were raised on and stuff like that, but, like, why are you, like, she's like, because I know you won't, it's not like you're going to go there, like, but why? I'm like, because, look, every day it's me, my client, and Parker. Sometimes I just like different type of conversation.
Right.
And that's all I do it for, is just conversate with the guy. Like, I'm not, I don't think, well, he could be trying to convert me. I don't know. Well, all the conversations that I had,
they try to break you down.
As somebody who's under conversion would say.
But like, I just thought, like, I talked to him about, like, just different shit, like my podcast or, like, how's he doing for the day? Like, what's, and, like, what's he been up to and stuff like that. Like, I don't, like, I just do it for the conversation. But, like, he's not, he's never been, he's never presses anything with me. Like, he, like, he might give me a brochure. I'll fold up that brochure, put it in my pocket, put it on my dresser, and won't look at it again.
Oh, man, subconsciously, though, you are.
No, I don't. He's like, look, we got a little QR code to scan it. I'm like, okay.
Jacob gonna be in a white shirt.
Start calling me Jedediah.
He's like, Jacob ain't at the 4th of July this year. Like, no, he said he's staying home, man.
You don't celebrate holidays, bro.
But yeah, so like how you said, like, people that understand the line of pushing something and also respecting your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's yeah, like,
to be honest, like Bud Light putting a trans, you know, LGBT flag on the can, that does nothing to me. That does not.
That shit, I didn't even see. Like, so like, and it was a limited thing too, which makes it more fucked up. Is like they made that case specifically for that person,
right.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like mass produced. So it's like. You're going in a store, what you still say? Bud fucking Light. There ain't nothing else on it but a goddamn the symbol.
And I ain't gonna lie, even if they put the rainbows on the colors on the can, it's just a design.
Or
might be fire.
Or like for Pride Month, when like a lot of like sports teams are like the Cap, they switch their logo to Pride.
Yeah, the Indians are doing something for it.
Oh, did you see Clint Kershaw, what he said?
Yeah, Clint Kershaw about to get canceled.
And like, you just say like, I didn't even read the comments. I just like seeing like the angry faces on Facebook. I'm like, right there. Like, I don't even got to read the comments. After just seeing that little emotion of like how mad this small gesture makes some people, I was just like, fuck.
There's too many simple minded people in the world.
Like, I didn't know what else to do. Like, I just got lost. I'm like,
here's what it is, simple and closed. I can take a simple, open minded person because if you're still open to learning, you just might still be simple with whatever I give you.
I just have to simply, I had to break it down in a simple way. I feel you. Yeah,
yeah, but a simple, close minded person,
chop.
Chop. What you gonna do?
Yeah. So we talked about Pride in June and that lifestyle.
I don't want to cut you off before. I had this thought, and I think it's too much pride to learn new knowledge. No matter what age you are. I think we're in the era now that we are. We're stuck on our own ways. What it is what it is. Either you fuck with it or you don't. And I think that we just put too much pride in our ego into not understanding and trying to learn new things, no matter what it is.
I think we can roll that into this next segment about pride is personal pride or pride of how we do our everyday lives. Because I know for me personally, like I take certain pride in like getting stuff done when I say I'm going to get done. Like that, I'm very prideful about that. And I'm also, I think I let my pride get in the way of not asking for enough help. Because it's like, if I took on this responsibility, I don't want to seem like, no, bitch, I'm going to get the shit done. But then also I've gotten into my head to where it's like, did I bite off more than I could chew? Did I let my pride get in the way of like doing all these things when I should have been like, hey, look, I could use your help. Or hey, look, I need you right here. And I sometimes find myself in those predicaments.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you stuck in your ways. It's not ways, but I mean, not a bad thing. But it's like
it does have negatives to it.
And I just really try to apply that with anybody that's older or younger. That's just trying to lack the knowledge of being aware of what's going on in today's age, like. If you're I feel like if you're not aware of what's going on in the world, like you're the 1% that's like low key fucking up everything else.
Yeah. If you live in that bubble.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you're oblivious to the world and what's really going on and you just.
You think your neighborhood is the world, whatever you see just every day walking outside and then a little bit you go to school and shit or where you work at. Yeah. Like. And you don't really watch nothing besides the same
TV channels, you know what I mean?
Reruns.
Right.
Those are definitely the danger to society because, again, then when they finally get outside or their travel pride somewhere. Is
blown the fuck apart because you don't know what's real and what's not real at this point.
Right. And you're just going based off instinct, like, well, I know I don't like that. I wasn't taught that, and blah, blah, blah. And your pride just won't let you be open enough to accept it, learn it. You just get angry, which is like a weird reaction and a weird form of pride, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be angry at something you don't understand. You should be curious enough to digest whatever's going on. And again, you don't have to digest all of it. Digest enough to taste it to be like, this is for me or not for me. That's all you got to do.
Do you let your pride get in your way, John, at all?
No, I think it, like, honestly, like I take pride in my, like, my work. And I think it kind of fuels me a little bit when I see a little bit of like what I've done to help. And also sometimes I'm like, oh, this did not work. I need to like taking it personal. Like I think like taking it personal and pride, like those are very close. And just thinking of, okay, if what I can do today can help people like that. I don't know. I take a lot of pride in that. Like I want to help more than just me or, you know.
No, I feel that. Because, like, It was like two months ago. Mm-hmm. 2 months ago, we had a guest on, and like they were going through the question, like wow, like, and you see my reaction when they said, oh wow, that's a good question. I've never made me think, and I was like, I took pride in that because, like, I didn't really go to school, so if I'm ever able to, like, when we have our interviews with guests and stuff like that, like, I take a lot of pride in asking those type of questions because I often look at myself as an underdog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. I take a lot of pride in, like, when somebody says, oh, wow, oh, this. Like, I'm like, okay, cool, mm-hmm. cool.
So somebody's like, oh, goddamn, you're ugly as hell, boy. You take pride in that.
I already knew that shit. Don't got to remind me.
There you go.
No, I definitely think, you know, pride and encouragement kind of also live in the same space. Like if someone, you don't understand sometimes if you can give someone some encouragement, how it could help someone else. Mm-hmm. And it could help their pride, but it also could help their, like, I don't want to say ego, but it could help like push that person farther. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I think, like, pride and failure kind of go hand in hand too, because, like you said, you bite off more than you can chew, and then now you didn't meet the task or, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's like Jacob yesterday. His pride told him he was going to beat me in cornhole.
Oh, God.
His arm and, you know, his ego got in the way, and it didn't happen. So, you know, he failed. He failed the objective.
I heard he went over. Y'all went over twice.
Twice in one game. Yeah. And we
still not because of me.
Right. Y'all went over your team.
Right.
Y'all went over and then came back. Yeah. Still. Yes,
twice.
Yeah, Jacob.
I got that dog in the boy. Shanta started talking shit. I said, Shanta, I'll take this whole game over right now, girl. Don't play with me.
I look at her and said,
I'm sorry. Busting his ass. Got my last bag. Oh, he be fucking up. We will have like 20 or 19, and they'll get the last point. I'm like, oh, you know you fucked up, dog. You give me the last bag.
Yeah, but yeah. But
competitive pride.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, pride is such a a vast word. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different meanings of pride and the positive and
I think it's like a whole network of webs, right, that, you know, kind of lead into it.
And then the, like, positive and negative effects of pride and stuff like too.
Because the ultimate negative of pride is, I mean, and this is a classic line, pride comes before the fall. You know,
mm-hmm.
what I
mean? Mm-hmm.
Where you're just too proud or prideful in something that you shouldn't be, and that's usually your,
swan song. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think you mentioned earlier, like, knowledge. Like, if you don't have the knowledge and you're so prideful that you're like, this is the way, this is it, and then you don't even have all the information, it's like.
And you know who's a shining example of, like, the most positive side of pride? LeBron James dropped his pride at an early age to go to Miami and learn. He understood, yeah, I'm the greatest player on earth, but I don't know how to win. Like, honestly, at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, he was a winner in, you know, high school and shit, but we've seen what happened.
Right.
We were witnesses. And he went to Miami.
I like that.
And he put his pride to the side. He actually took coaching from Spo, Pat Riley and shit like that, learned from D-Wade. And he dropped his pride so much, he dropped his first championship, actually, because he was trying to let D-Wade lead the way. But, like, they installed just enough to make him, honestly, the perfect player. And we've seen what he did after winning his first. He went on,
man,
one of the greatest.
I would have loved to have been Pat Riley right there. I would have just grabbed the ball. If you ever fucking lose me another final series, I'm going to go crazy.
You lost to a sick fucking German. Because Dirk was sick.
He's disrespecting me with another language.
He didn't even have a flu game. He had a flu series.
Bro, right. He was busted. Cooking them, bro. And that's got to hurt the pride, bro. It's like you're going in there night in, night out. Just getting cooked.
And they were so prideful. They were laughing at him being sick. And yeah. He took that shit personal.
He's like, oh, Dirk's sick? Yeah, we got him. He said, yep. Houston, we got him.
Dan, talking about
Dirk said, give me the day.
But you know who's
for
actually
real,
the most
two of them daddies.
During that series, Jason Terry. Remember, he went and got the tattoo on his arm.
What?
The champion. Y'all don't remember that? Jason Terry went and got the Larry O'Brien tattoo before the series.
Wow.
He started
wait. Was this before or after that alley-oop that he got, like, destroyed?
It was before the alley-oop.
No, that was after.
Yeah,
he played for the Celtics. Yeah, yeah.
He played for Boston when he got that done.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he got baptized in Boston.
Okay. Yes. But, oh, no, bro, that boy got
where does career go after that?
Nowhere.
Wait, what'd you say?
Where'd his career go? Because he disappeared after that.
Exactly. Well, your pride, your ego, your minutes per game, all that shit disappears.
Dude, can we talk about like one more second with pride in basketball? Because some people take a lot of pride in earning a spot that they didn't deserve.
Or I'm one up you, or hitting one bucket out of 50 and it happens to be the quote-unquote game winner.
Buckets. That's the buckets. Yeah. My pride right there. I'm only known for game winners. Game winners.
I like how you just broke the fourth wall.
He just stared at him like,
that's all you need to know. You need a bucket in the game, JD's your guy.
He ain't
going to
do shit for 39 minutes. Man.
Nothing. Nothing. But that last shot.
5 seconds down by one. I guess that's what you're calling it.
Me.
One for 10.
Iggy, that one.
Well,
no, don't. We're not. That is not copyrighted. Mizzy, don't owe that. I'm pretty sure we can get some backlash for
Mizzy's
that.
Disney's pride is about to shut us down.
So we're gonna bleep that out.
We got our first bleep. Remember I said that last week?
We didn't bleep. Yeah. No, I'm cool. He said that. Not me.
We're an entity, though, so.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If we gonna fuck them up collectively at the end of the show, but.
We'll make them pay Mizzy.
We got him.
You'll never say it again. Oh, mommy.
Motherfucker just kicks the door open.
With his eyebrow like that.
Girl, this ain't even released yet. Where the fuck you come from?
He gonna look at John like, you motherfucker.
Shit. So,
man, too prideful with his slogan.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, that motherfucker, he's so prideful in his fucking looks. Like, I seen one billboard where it was just him with the eyebrow.
With the eyebrow. Not new.
Like, he's the rock.
No words or nothing. It was just eyes
by,
and eyebrow.
By dinner bell? Yep. I'm like, is this the Rock for a second? Like, I had to do a double take.
He Raw for that. I'll give him that.
No so, words, nothing. Just pull up. Just pull up. Like,
pull up.
He about that business.
For real.
I'm going to call him. That's exactly what I thought.
I'm gonna call him. If I ever need this motherfucker, I know.
I'm him. So, mental health tech time?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. What up, John? How you feeling this week?
I looked over. I was like, he about to say something to me. No, I'm feeling good.
Oh, whoa.
Get away from me.
Oh, I bet your friend was Osh that did it.
If Osh was here.
Yeah, shout out to Osh, man. Yeah. Hope y'all having a good time. Tomorrow. Excuse the burp.
With our island relative, the Dominican Republicans.
Dude, he texted in our golf group chat. He was like, guys, I passed a golf course and I asked a bus driver if we had time to play nine. He was like, I was like, dude, he's like, I haven't golfed in a week. I was like, just got shakes or some shit now. He started twitching. Just arms like, gotta go.
He gonna get on the golf course like, demon home, pussy.
No, I'm feeling good though. I told you guys last week that I was gonna take lessons for golf.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was Tuesday. It was like an hour long lesson. And
where'd you go?
Just to Sportsville in North Ridgeville.
Oh, yeah, you did.
They have like a golf professional there, and I was in contact with him, and he was like, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, "I said this time." He was like, "Let's go."
So he's an older cat, or
yeah. He was a coach for a few college teams.
I say you got to trust some old heads at golf. I ain't gonna cap. That's the only old heads I trust to stay in their ways. Them motherfuckers right there golfers.
Yes.
One dude came through my line and he gave me like a 20-minute golf lesson. We were dead. And I took it all. Man. He was monotone, so I knew he was serious. Like he wasn't like talking to me with a friendly voice. Like, motherfucker, you better listen
for real. He said, "What I?" He said, "Write this down."
You feed him the receipt paper like.
No, he was fixing my form and everything. Like I was mimicking him, and he was like fixing my feet and all that shit. I was like, "Oh yeah, he legit."
Nice. But no, everything's good. Everything's good. This week was a little busy, a little fast paced, which is nice. At some point, you know, you don't want to waste your days, but. Good week, and we're going golfing later, so I can't wait to maybe put some things in practice. And
you gotta drop that bow, baby.
But no, as far as the number, let me go with a 9.
Oof, I was thinking 8. I think it was gonna say 8.
Nina,
that's ball. That's all. Like, nothing else, man.
Archibald.
Oh damn.
Gotcha, bitch.
Archie.
Scorpios go last, brother.
Oh God, here we go with that shit. Let's see, it's been a pretty good week. I went to the driving range, worked on my ball striking. You know, and at the tracer there, like, it tells you like consistency of like where you hit your balls at. My 7 irons went this way. My 6 irons went this way. My driver went every way. I'm just like, okay, so my consistency is shit. But I can hit the ball like a good 150 yards, 200 yards.
Not bad.
So worked on my driving, went golfing this week. But besides that, been pretty smooth overall.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, oh, this week was nice as fuck. Got to go to my sister's baby sprinkler yesterday, which was fun. So shout out to another niece on the way.
What's a sprinkle and a shower?
I guess because the sprinkle is because you've already had the baby recently. Shower for the no yeah, for the that's not recent house. You had a first kid 5 years ago.
Well, in baby term, like 5-6 years, like, because you still normally have a lot of that stuff.
Ruby, so Joe and Kenzie had a sprinkle on Monday,
right,
or Sunday. So,
but they're having a boy this time though.
Yeah, boy, and it was just a sprinkle.
So they, I'm about to say that's. I feel like you could have another baby shower for a boy. Mm-hmm. This is how I view the terminology. Okay. Baby shower is for your first kid, and the sprinkle is for the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter what you want to do.
But, but every kid after the first kid is a sprinkle.
Yeah, because some parents will keep stuff. Mm-hmm. So they won't need to have that baby shower to get that bigger shop.
Yeah, the cribs, like,
cribs, a bath set, and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of parents will keep that.
High chairs,
yes.
Strollers.
Motherfuckers have 10 kids, it would eventually become like a baby drought because motherfuckers tired of showing up.
Damn. You said you get two good gifts. All right, next 3 or 4, y'all motherfuckers is on your own. 5, 6, and 7, I don't even know who you are now. Shit.
Don't invite me, nothing will be brought.
That's how grandpa was. He said, all these damn kids running around, I'm good. He said, I ain't coming.
He said, anything, mom, I was like, mom, where's dad at? Oh, anything with the baby, he's not coming.
Like, savage.
I literally texted him. I said, I'm very disappointed. You can't come to a damn cookout for your daughter. And then he texted me back, say, what?
I just expect,
smart ass.
He is not even engaging, just like.
Well, he said, what happened?
I didn't know I was supposed to be, get out of here, dad.
That's awesome. I'm actually gonna have to use that. I don't even want to be bothered to even argue.
Yeah, but I'm a solid 9 also. So
nice.
Cliff?
Oh man. Hell no. I'm gonna repeat and go with an 8. Reasons why. I mean, there ain't really no reasons why. Again, it was just I felt like May was just an 8 month. Like, again, a slip and slide.
That's good though. I mean,
yeah, it was just an average month.
You
could
just have an average month and just chill.
Yeah, got shit done.
You win it.
Yeah,
that's how you know we getting old though. We just
let me say this. I will say 9 because I did graduate class of 2023.
There we go.
Summa cum laude, right?
Yep, summa cum laude, Alpha Beta Kappa National Honor.
Get that shit, Cliff.
Me and Bronny graduated the same year.
Oh god,
nice.
I like the way you put that.
There you go.
Not Big Bronny, Little Bronny.
Yeah, I said Bronny. If y'all call Big Bron Bronny, that's weird. Big weird.
What you got, Gabe?
Man, I ain't gonna cap, bro. Probably like a 10.
Aw.
Okay, 10. This week been cool. I think
you kind of looked at me when you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot it right.
a little sprinkle in my eye. You know? Tonight I'm going to see Paramore.
Nice. Oh, shit. Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, that shit.
They put on a good concert.
So, I heard that shit's about to be good. And concert guys, please bless me because Little Uzi's been coming out the last 3. So if he comes out one more time, boy, you're good. I ain't been to a concert since
last year.
I wish
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
I think COVID year or pre-COVID the year before. Oh. So was it 2020 COVID year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to say then I went to one. Then that was my last one. I went to Travis. I think, or was that was 19. I don't know, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a good little bit of while. This is my longest drought without a concert since I started going. Like, nice. I usually would go to like 5 a year.
Damn.
But yeah, everything else is cool. Like you said, Jacob, we had that little party yesterday, which is cool. Seeing all the, I didn't notice how many kids we do have, but man, we do have a lot. Once my brother brings his 2,
right?
Parker, Lola, and then see, like, everybody else bring their kids. It was a lot of goddamn, like, goddamn shit. Big as fuck, boy. Where all you babies coming from?
Signing up.
Yeah, well, time for me to add.
Coming much. Out the woodwork.
Yeah, no, whoa. Hold on, big dog. Hold on. Whoa.
Got to sneak that in.
When the kids were playing yesterday, Parker came into my room this morning. He's like, Dad, yesterday, that kid that we were playing with, Jeremiah, I was like, yeah. He's like, he smacked me in my face.
Oh.
So why didn't you tell me? He's like, I took care of it. Because then he tried to, like, wrestle me, and then I smacked him in his face and ran away. So, I mean. Okay.
Jacob made my niece cry and almost got beat up.
I think your son was trying to give you a lesson in how to handle your business.
Then like, he basically said, I don't need you to handle my shit.
I got this shit. Right. Oh, you need to do this.
But I made my great niece upset.
How?
Well, she thought it was funny. She had a little squirt gun and squirted me in my back. So I had my squirt gun and I started squirting her in her back. Well, she got mad because I ran after her. She got upset and started crying and ran to my sister, aka
so you bullied her grandma. Into crying
to I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't think she was.
Yeah, you
crying.
Did mean to. You chased her. That's intention.
Well, then I felt bad, and then
you fucked up because I got baby sis on you, and she was about to whack you on.
Yeah,
bro.
She looked at me like.
Hey,
her.
I looked
she
at
looked
her.
At me like.
I looked at her. I said, "He has sissy." I'm like, "He made sissy cry." She said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "Go get him." She said, "Mm-hmm."
And so then I felt bad. I was like, "Here," I gave her the water gun. I took the cap off. I said, "You can."
My mom dumped it on her head. Not Bella.
Everyone was like, "Sure." Just dumped it on my head. She started smiling again. I'm like, "We good?" She's like, "I was like,
okay. Damn, Jacob, you're too prideful. You started spraying little kids and shit,
right? Fucking kids.
It's terrible."
No, I was yelling at them little bastards too. Man. But we'll talk about that after. No, I'm not too prideful, but it's like, all right, kids need to be kids. And, you know, like, even though I don't got my own kid, like, I'm still an adult. You know what I mean? It might not look like a goddamn adult, but you know what I'm saying?
You said it.
But listen, you know what I mean? Like, you're still going to have to listen to your elders either way. And I feel like sometimes kids are too prideful, man. They want to be kids. Like, I look at kids like adults. Like what I say, I talk to kids like adults, bro. I talk to you like you're a grown ass man.
I do too.
You know what I mean? So, but I expect you when I'm talking to you like a kid to act like a kid now.
Yeah, I feel that. I felt that. My son has a lot of pride. He's so strong-willed. I'm trying to keep it high without breaking it.
Such a weird line.
No. Because I want a good, strong leader. Because he's going to be a leader. And I don't want to take that away from him. But, like...
You ain't leading me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Bro. Yesterday, his mom just wanted me to, like, grill hot dogs and stuff. And I was like, bro, I've been working all day. I really ain't trying to do that. And she was like, Mari, Dad's being mean. He came up to me. He's like, you don't do that. You don't be mean to mom. And just slapped me real quick on my thigh. I was like, oh, wow. I was like...
All
right.
You trained him all day while I was gone. I see what you're doing.
Not even that. Just like, he don't tolerate nobody's BS towards his family. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm letting all that be without breaking it, but trying to like deal with it on a day-to-day basis, hard. Raising a leader and a strong human being is hard.
Mm-hmm. Do you got a quote for us today?
Do I have a quote for you guys today? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
That is not your notebook. You can't be writing in other people's notebooks.
Right. That is
you
like,
just folding that bitch like it's yours, huh?
I deleted that shit. I did. I forgot.
Why? Who put a smiley face on it?
Yeah, he did. What's he doing?
Too much pride, boy. And you know you write like chicken shit. You should let somebody else write it.
Right. What? Because I'm trying to. You know, let me get this together.
Yeah, what are you doing? Shit. Are you playing Hangman by yourself?
Jacob, I actually deleted my quotes app.
What?
I noticed that it started feeding me the same quotes.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Well, what about a pride, some sort of pride quote?
How about that?
I got you. Hold on.
Look up.
Go to Google search.
So while we have this break here, don't forget to shop at our brand, sponsor by Creative Genius Brand. Go over to the website, creativegeniusbrand.org. Click the IOU merch, and you will find our merch.
Not just our merch, you'll find some fire golf merch for Creative Genius.
That's not
coming soon.
Coming soon.
It's coming soon still?
Yeah. Okay. Hesbitsy gets back and shit like that.
True. Sorry, Ash.
My sign says, help me. They won't let me leave. I'm being held hostage.
That's what you took my notebook for and wrote.
Breaking the fourth wall again. That is all.
Your attempt to be like a chunky Kanye West just failed. I said chunky. I didn't say fat.
That's fine. Parker calls me fat.
That's no, mean. Well, he doesn't call me fat. He's like, Dad, you got a big belly.
Mm.
Thanks, Park. I know.
So he's starting to observe.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
I got it. I don't know who made this quote, but it's just quoted. It says, pride is at the bottom of all great mistakes.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
Well, so don't
you're
forget.
Welcome.
Pride before the fall.
Yep.
Well, it's been another episode of It's On Us. Make sure you like and subscribe. Until next time.
I owe you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Can I-